All right, welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive.
Today, we're going exploring.
I guess you could say the world of personal growth.
Okay.
You know, that never-ending journey
right.
of self-improvement.
Reaching your potential.
I feel like, you know, everywhere you turn these days, you see stuff about
yeah.
positive thinking, growth mindset, success mindset, transforming your mindset.
We've got a ton of sources here.
That we're going to take a look at.
And hopefully extract.
Some useful things for our listeners to apply to their own lives.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
These terms have become so common, I think.
It really just goes to show how much we all want to grow, you know, to reach our full potential.
It's more than just catchy phrases, though.
There's actually a lot of really good research.
And really good science.
That backs up a lot of these ideas.
Okay, so speaking of science, I'm curious.
You know, we always hear about the power of positive thinking.
Right.
But how does that actually work?
Like, is it really as simple as just thinking positive thoughts?
And then you'll see a real change in your life.
Well, maybe it's not quite magic.
But it's pretty close, you know?
At its heart, positive thinking is about being optimistic.
And believing in yourself.
Believing that you can achieve your goals.
And what research shows.
Is that kind of mindset actually does influence how you act.
How motivated you are.
And even your body's physical responses.
For example, there are studies that show that people who have a more positive outlook,
they tend to be better at handling stress.
Their physical health is often better.
And they even seem to recover from sickness faster.
That's really interesting.
It makes sense.
You know, mind and body, everything's connected.
Reminds me of the idea of a growth mindset.
Yeah.
How does that fit in with positive thinking?
They go hand in hand, really.
So the idea of a growth mindset, that comes from Carol Dweck, a psychologist.
And what she says is basically
that your abilities aren't set in stone.
You can develop them.
Through effort and learning and just sticking with it.
So someone with a growth mindset, they see challenges as opportunities.
They don't get scared off by them.
They don't think, oh, this is a sign that I'm failing.
Instead, they see it as a chance to learn and get better.
And that's where positive thinking comes in.
Because you have to believe that you're capable of changing and improving.
So it's not just about, like, trying to force yourself to be happy all the time.
No, not at all.
It's more about having this whole perspective.
Of always learning and always growing.
Exactly. I love that. Okay, so our sources also talk about some more, I guess, like, specific techniques.
Okay.
For developing that more positive mindset.
And feeling more empowered.
And one that really jumped out at me
was gratitude practices.
Oh, interesting.
So what exactly are those?
And how can our listeners start incorporating them into their lives?
Well, practicing gratitude is all about making a conscious effort.
To focus on the good things in your life.
Even when things are tough.
There are all sorts of ways to do this.
Some people like to keep what they call a gratitude journal.
Where they write down things they're grateful for every day.
Other people make a point of saying thank you more often.
Maybe just a quick thank you, or maybe even writing a heartfelt letter to someone.
The important thing is to make it a regular habit.
I've heard that even just doing small things like that, small acts of gratitude,
can have a huge effect on how you feel overall.
Is there any science behind that?
There is.
There's actually a lot of research now
that shows that practicing gratitude can actually be really good for you.
Like, studies have found that people who make a habit of being grateful,
they tend to be happier.
They're more satisfied with their lives.
They report less stress and anxiety and depression.
It's kind of like you're training your brain
to look for the good things.
And that can have a big impact on how you feel overall.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay, there's another technique I wanted to ask you about.
Sure.
It's something else we came across in our research.
It's called visualization.
You know, that idea of picturing yourself accomplishing a goal.
Is there anything
there? Yeah, or is it just wishful thinking?
It's actually a lot more than just daydreaming.
Visualization is a really powerful technique.
And it's used by all sorts of people.
Athletes, performers.
People who are successful in lots of different fields.
The idea is that when you vividly imagine yourself achieving something,
it's like you're creating a mental blueprint in your mind.
And that can boost your motivation.
Make you more confident.
And even help you perform better in real life.
So it's almost like mental practice.
Exactly.
Like athletes, they'll often use visualization.
Just to mentally rehearse before a big competition.
They'll go through each move in their mind.
Imagine themselves doing it perfectly.
And that mental practice actually helps them to perform better physically.
And you can do the same thing in other parts of your life.
Like, let's say you have a big presentation coming up.
You can visualize yourself giving that presentation confidently and clearly.
And that can really help.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But what about when things don't go as planned?
Because, you know, it's going to happen.
Of course.
We're all going to face setbacks and challenges.
As we're trying to grow and improve.
Our sources also mentioned overcoming challenges and resilience.
So how do those ideas fit into this whole picture of personal development?
That's really important.
Setbacks are a totally normal part of growing.
Resilience is about developing that mental and emotional strength.
So that you can bounce back from those tough times.
It's about seeing those challenges not as failures,
but as opportunities to learn and become even stronger.
So resilience is kind of like the key
to being able to handle all the ups and downs
exactly.
of life.
Absolutely.
Do you have any suggestions for how someone could work on becoming more resilient?
One really powerful way is to practice self-compassion.
When you hit a setback,
treat yourself with the same kindness that you would treat a friend.
It's okay to acknowledge that you're feeling down or frustrated.
But don't let those negative feelings take over.
Instead, focus on what you can learn from this experience.
And how you can use it to move forward.
Also, having a good support system.
Friends, family, mentors.
That can make a huge difference, too.
It's so easy to be hard on ourselves when we mess up.
It is.
But it's important to remember that everyone makes mistakes.
And that those mistakes are part of the process.
Exactly.
Okay, I think we have time for one last point.
Our sources talked about personal development.
Right.
And achieving goals.
So how do those ideas tie back to
mindset transformation and all these empowering discussions we've been talking about?
Well, think of personal development as a journey, not a destination.
It's about constantly pushing yourself to be better.
To learn more.
To improve your skills.
To really become the best version of yourself.
And this goes back to the idea of mindset transformation.
Because real growth often means that you have to change your beliefs.
To question those limiting thoughts that might be holding you back.
And to really start looking at things from a new perspective.
Mm-hmm. So it's about constantly evolving and learning and becoming more aware of yourself.
Exactly.
And how do these empowering discussions fit into that?
Talking to people who get it.
You know, people who are also on this path of personal growth.
Whether they're mentors or experts or just like-minded friends.
That can be so helpful.
They can give you support, motivation.
And really valuable insight.
Surrounding yourself with people who inspire you.
Who challenge you to grow.
And who truly believe in you.
That can make all the difference.
It gives you a sense of community.
People to hold you accountable.
And to cheer you on as you're going through this journey.
This has been a great conversation.
We've talked about so much.
The science behind positive thinking.
Practical techniques like gratitude and visualization.
How important resilience is.
And these empowering discussions.
What a deep dive into the world of personal growth.
I've really enjoyed it.
I'll leave you with one final thought.
If it's true that our mindset shapes our reality,
then what beliefs might be holding you back right now?
What beliefs are stopping you from reaching your full potential?
Take a moment to think about one area of your life where you'd like to grow.
And then look for resources.
Communities.
People who can support you in that journey.
Remember, even the smallest steps,
if you take them consistently,
can lead to huge changes over time.